Chapter 2 Rex. The clubhouse on the outskirts of Grants Pass, Oregon is huge. Surrounded by nothing but trees, with a paved road leading up to a long winding road. The building sits on land that includes 300 acres of forest. Used to be a lodge that out-of-towners, tourists, and hunters would rent. The club president, Riot, an old army buddy of my dad's, bought the lodge for a sweet deal. Word is the lodge was in need of some serious repairs, and the original owners were an older couple with no children between them. The husband died, and the wife tried to keep it up, but with her own failing health, she had to sell it off. She died a year after he did, making it so Riot could buy the place from the bank for a song. Since then, he and his brothers cleaned it up, refurbished all the wood, and gave it a new roof, an overhaul on the inside, and added an enormous warehouse and additional attached rec room. The brothers used the warehouse for storing their bikes, fixing them, and everything else the club does. I drove up and was met by Riot, Tank, Champ, and Hammer. All four men, large and in charge, were standing shoulder to shoulder, arms crossed over their massive chests, feet hip distance apart. When I made it close enough to stop and turn off my Harley, I noticed Riot's small grin.
"Took you long enough, T-Rex. Thought you'd never make it up from California."
His voice was a low, commanding rumble, kind of like rolling thunder. "You know how it goes. Took my time, old man. Had a lot of thinking to do and nothing but the road in front of me and freedom at my back."
"Sounds like heaven, T-Rex,"
Tank offered. "Just Rex, guys," I added. My father and his brothers gave me the road name T-Rex. In most circles, I was the biggest fucker around. The T was a combination for my real name, Taggart, and being as big and mean as a T-Rex. Except here, Tank took the prize for biggest dude. He was massive. Riot nodded and moved right to the point by lifting his chin and asking,
"You make the right choice."
I rubbed at my overly long beard and mustache. My shoulder-length hair was pulled back in a braid. One of the club girls back home had plaited for me. She called it my warrior look, whatever the fuck that meant. I just liked the shit out of my eyes when I rode. I wanted nothing messing with the wind against my face. Not sure if it's the right choice, but seeing this building, the scent of pine in my nostrils, you men greeting me with utmost respect, I think moving here suits me just fine. Riot finally grinned, his salt and pepper beard and stash a familiar welcome sight. He walked over to me and I dismounted my ride.
"Welcome home, brother. We still got a vote to take in church later today, but your rep is known far and wide, and the guys know you or your old man. Don't expect we'll have a problem,"
Riot said, while he locked an arm around me and slapped my back a few times. I eased away and squeezed his shoulder. "Thanks for having me, brother."
"Any child of my brother-in-arms and a brother to my club is always welcome in my home,"
he confirmed what I already knew. Riot was the real deal. A biker and a leader, through and through. I cleared my throat, wishing I'd had the same respect from my old man back home. Means a lot.
"You taking on the role of my VP and second in command will mean more, Rex. Now come meet some of the new prospects and take a load off. You already know all the brothers, but they're eager to hear how the California chapter of the Pride is doing."
I chuckled and moved to shake the hands of Tank, Champ, and Hammer, the men who held top positions in the club and welcomed me with open arms. "You know it can't all be bad with nothing but sunshine and tanned bodies," I clipped, trying to find humor in a situation back home I knew was not good. "That will be for when I have a quiet moment with my new prez." Champ whistled loudly.
"Shit, I heard that. Need to take a road trip down to Cali. Wrap my dick up in some sweet and sunny California pussy."
I shook my head and followed the prez inside, my heavy motorcycle boots in my heart leaving behind all that I'd known back in California. I had manned up, taking some responsibility, and got out from under the thumb of my father, Gunner, the California chapter's president. I didn't agree with a lot of the shit he was bringing into the club and don't support it. This was my chance to be part of something I believed in with my entire